immigrants working at a large, remote farm in the state of Kansas are forced into hard labor to pay back the farm's cost of illegally bringing them into the country, an Associated Press report says. The AP spoke with farmers at the Fulmer Cattle Ranch. The company raises cows for dairy companies across four states. Esteban Cornejo is a Mexican citizen and an undocumented immigrant in the United States. He spent 8 months cleaning out calf pens and doing construction work. He left Kansas in November after paying back his loans. He thinks his loans totaled nearly $7,000. One of Cornejo's paychecks shows he worked for about 15 hours a day with Sundays off. He earned $10 an hour. Before taxes, his pay was $1,828.34. But the company took away $1,300 from his pay because of a cash advance repayment. Cornejo said this was to return the loan for smuggling him into the country. In the end, he received just $207.46 for 2 weeks of work. He made just over $1 an hour. Rachel Tovar also used to work at the ranch. She told the Associated Press, "It's like slavery what they do to those poor people." Former workers say they received no holidays, health insurance, or overtime pay. They even had to buy their own safety equipment. Dean Ryan, the company's lawyer, said in an email that the former workers' accusations are simply not true. "There was no smuggler's fee and has never been," Ryan wrote. He added that there are plenty of people willing to work in western Kansas without having to import them. Ryan said company policy is to give pay advances to workers who have no credit history. He said those loans are made so employees can buy vehicles or homes. President Donald Trump's administration has made an effort to reduce the number of immigrants living in the country illegally, but it has focused less on companies that employ them or possibly smuggle them into the United States. The case in Kansas brings attention to the exploitation that immigrant workers may face. Under U.S. law, employers do not have to give agricultural workers overtime pay. Eric Nicholson, National Vice President for the United Farm Workers Union, said it is not unusual for employers to hire immigrant farm workers. Rachel Tovar's husband, Arturo, was a Fulmer manager for 11 years. He was living in the country illegally. He described the company's smuggling process to the AP. When the company needed workers, Arturo asked employees if they knew someone who wanted to work in the United States. Then, Arturo was told to call the company's smuggler, who lived in Piedras Negras, Mexico. The smuggler would then begin to make preparations. The company would give Arturo Tovar a check, which he would exchange for cash. He would give the smuggler some of the money before he transported the immigrants. The smuggler would get the rest of the money after the immigrants arrived in San Antonio or Houston, two cities in Texas. There, the workers would be picked up and taken to the ranch in Kansas. Fulmer Cattle's calf feeding operation is outside of Syracuse, Kansas. It is about 25 kilometers from the Kansas-Colorado border. The company says it raises thousands of cows for 18 dairies in Texas, Kansas, Colorado, and South Dakota. Fulmer Cattle says on its website it has lower labor costs. The ranch's owner is Q. Fulmer. In 1998, law enforcement officials carried out an immigration raid at his ranch in Chino, California. They found workers living in what a California labor official described as economic slavery. Fulmer admitted guilt in 1999 to hiding immigrants in the country illegally. He was sentenced to 6 months of home detention. Court records also show Fulmer was ordered to pay a $10,000 fine and perform 500 hours of community service. The Kansas ranch's lawyer noted that, because of Fulmer's past, the company takes extra care not to hire workers who are in the country illegally. I'm Phil Dierking.